We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled to the overflow. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled to the overflow. For our faithful God, awesome is your name. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled to the overflow. For our faithful God, awesome is your name. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10. Thank you, Father. See, what you have done today, that is the purpose of Christian gathering. Amen, amen. Hebrews 10. What you have done today is the purpose of Christian gathering. He said, when you all come together, every one of you, have a what? Have a tongue, have a psalm, have an interpretation. Let everything be done unto edification. Amen, amen. Praise God. So you don't, as in, that's the least that we can do amongst ourselves. That we get ourselves into the flow. Now, I can decide to teach on tongues for 3 hours, then get someone of you with the Holy Ghost. But we can also just tickle somebody into the flow. Hallelujah. Praise God. As we say that we are men filled with the word, filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, I'm born of the word. I'm born of the Spirit. Say, I'm born of the word. I'm born of the Spirit. Now, last Sunday, we looked at the subject of unbelief, Hebrews 10. Everybody go to it. Who needs a biro? I will give you my own. Who needs a pen, a walking pen? Anybody? You need one? Amen, amen. You can't survive this service without writing. As in, I will be upon your soul. You can't survive without, I mean, it's just impossible. Hebrews 10. Don't be distracted, just focus here. Hebrews 10 verse 26. Hebrews 10 verse 26. Are you there? He said, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more what? Don't forget, when I say read Bible, you will read. We all read together. I don't leave everybody behind. I don't leave anybody behind. Amen. That's why I'm here. I will train you for ministry. I will train you to know your Bible. Hebrews 10, 26. We are reading again. Everybody, I say, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more what? Sacrifice for sin. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. The Bible says, there remains no more forgiveness of sin. No. It said, there remains no more sacrifice. So even from the tail part of that statement, we understand that what this place is saying is that if you reject the only available sacrifice for sin, you cannot be saved. That if you reject the only available sacrifice for sin, It's not for lack of words. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only, lonely, just one, only begotten son. As in, my wife said something like when we used some years ago now, and I just love it. He said, even God, he has no more offering for sin again. He gave one. So if you go back to God, God, please, I need an extra offering for the sin I committed yesterday. You say, I don't have any. So it's air that you receive, you believe in the one that I have done. Hallelujah. Praise God. There remains no more sacrifice for sin. So we have been looking at the subject of unbelief for a while. Today, I know we are going in a different direction. So last week, remember I said, The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ is what is our salvation, right? So I said to say it once is salvation. And to keep saying it is what? Do you remember? So to confess with your mouth, to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, the death, burial, and resurrection is what? Salvation. But to keep saying the same facts, to keep expanding, teaching, expounding upon the same fact is what? So some people think that, when we teach the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection, that is for Dulesimi primary school Christian. That's stage one. That, okay, so we now ask them, so what is stage two? They say, and then you now move to the weightier matters. What are the weightier matters? What's any suggestion? Weightier matters, the real stuff. Wisdom. Which dimension? Fourth dimension of wisdom. Not in Christ. See, purpose for life. You don't say purpose during life. Sorry, you don't think that. I don't like. What is his name again? So don't forget, to say it once is what? Salvation. To keep saying it is what? And on Tuesday, please, if you really need to get that message, you know, that's not what we can revise here. Tuesday, we studied on engaging unbelief. Sorry, when is it, right? Sorry? I'm still used to redeemed style. Tuesday, that we study. So, we studied on engaging unbelief. Ah, hallelujah. Like, that is your purpose. That's why you are called a Christian. You will go to men that they have been brainwashed with religion. And you open the truth of the scripture to them. And if you remember, like, last week I said something like, on Wednesday. What is the difference between unbelief and false doctrine? You remember? Yes, sir? Unbelief is what? Is to reject. Yes? So, false doctrine is unbelief emotion. Once you buy a Range Rover Sport, for unbelief, and you're now carrying up and down. You know all those cars that has what do they call it? Where somebody can shoot back his head and be saying, "Yes, vote for me." What do they call it? Remind me now. Open roof. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I have to. I forgot the name. So when you now put unbelief on open roof and you say, "See," that's what? False doctrine. And how did the apostles treat such people? Remember? Publicly, yes. How? Yes, the word I used. You have to remember. I won't remind you. No. How did the apostles treat propagators of false doctrine? Like the devil. Like the devil. Do you remember what I said about 2 Peter chapter 2? What did I say about it, sir? I said 2 Peter 2 is not talking about salvation. What is it teaching you? How to engage false doctrine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like, it's not teaching you how to, when you are seeing, in fact, even from verse 1, you understand what Peter was saying. Before you now got to around verse 23, when people are now confusing. Even Peter himself recommended Paul, that if you want to learn salvation, listen to Paul. But Peter was showing you classically, this is how we deal with such people. Why? Like I said, unbelief will send one man to hell. But false doctrine can send millions to hell. Can I write that down? I didn't say this one. What is it? Unbelief will send one man to hell. Why false doctrines? Yeah. Praise God. So today, like, you can get Wednesday's messages. It's very elaborate. And then, yes, like you said, how do we treat, when you see false doctrine in circulation, how do you treat it? You don't fight everybody. What do? I use a word. I want to separate. I said, if you don't, you want to use the word separate, what do you use? Isolate. Like, this isolate. You will isolate the deceiver from the deceived.
The deceived, what you do to them is you will give them sufficient evidence, voluminous from the word.
But the deceiver, what do you do to them? Treat them like the devil.
It's not me, that's Bible.
Let me show you something. No, okay, how many of you knew this scripture? That every tree that my father, heavenly father has not planted, shall be rooted out. How many of you know it? What do you think he's talking about? You think it's demons? Let's open it. Matthew 15, everybody. Are you with me? Matthew 15. Okay, verse 12. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? 13. But he answered and said, let's read together. One, two, good, everybody. So is he talking about demons? Huh? Why are they every plant that my heavenly father has not planted? Don't know, use the word Pharisees. What do you call them? Preachers of false doctrines. Next verse, 14. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. You can see that there are two sets of people. Blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into sins. So, you know, me too, I know I've prayed before. Every plant that my heavenly father has not planted in my father's house, in my mother's house, God uproot. Ah. Amen, amen, amen. See Galatians chapter 5. I won't spend much time on this today. Galatians. Very strong words. I'll try and go very slowly today. For your comprehension. Verse 12. Galatians 5 verse 12. Galatians 5 verse 12. Let's read together. One, two, go. I wound that there are even. That's strong. John said something almost more serious that I didn't agree with him for a long time. Ross. What is this? Second John. There is only one chapter. I will read verse 9. You read 10 and 11 for me. Whosoever transgress and abide not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. 10 and 11, want to go? If there come any unto you. Hello, everybody, hold on. Please, when I say read your Bible, see, you are here because you came to learn from me. So, prioritize the things I say. Read your Bible is not just I want to hear volume. No, I know that will do something to you when you are saying it to your mouth. So, let's read together, everybody. 10 and 11, want to go. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house. Nelda, that is serious. Verse 11, yes? For he. That's serious. He said, don't tell him, save Johnny. Am I the one saying it? You can see it. What another translation? What another translation? Rajesh? Yes, sir. Read for me. Yeah. Yes. Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. That's just. Oh, wow. And that actually drives home what I was saying on Wednesday. Do you remember? That even there are some people that we know that they are Christians. Huh? Like, my brother Joshua, right now, we have been doing ministry together. Suddenly, next tomorrow, I just saw him with hijab. Sorry, is it hijab? With big beards and. And he was now, you were just saying, after a fool, like one, after a fool. Although I knew inwardly that this guy, not he believed. But for the sake of what he is doing, I will not brand him a once believer. I will say, never believed.
So, to tell you 2 Peter chapter 2, it's not about if they are believers or not. It's about what was said was because of what they are saying. Why? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So, it's only God, you remember this, I said it's only God that knows who truly believes. We men, we only know a believer by what he say. Romans 10 verse 9 to 10. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, with what? Mouth. Which one will you see? Is it the believing or the confession? So how do you know? Okay, how do you know a Christian? By what he says. You can't see what someone believes.
I remember the story of a choir leader that he has been, you know, it's a choir leader that has been, you know, well, they sing. Say one day they are just singing for preparing for Easter. He just called his choir member, said, come, let's talk to yourself. This Jesus that we are even saying rose from the dead. Is it all true? Say,
and they are preparing for Easter. And they will sing all those nice CSC songs.
And he said, all these Jesus that we are saying rose from the dead, is it all true? He said, let's even say it true. Right? Say, can somebody raise himself from the dead? Ah. That one, does he really believe? And he will sing. The choir master. Amen, amen. So doctrine is important. See, after we say doctrine is important to Christianity. And lastly, on Wednesday, I now said two duties that you have to do. Number one, you have to be strong in the word yourself. Number two, you have to pray. Why? Unbelief has one type of terrible taproot. Like, some people, you will be showing them John 3:16 for weeks. Bro, see it now. Whosoever believe. He said, it's not only saying you should believe. He's saying, bros, read it again. John 3:16. It's not their fault. Oh. I put some funny things on Facebook. You think I'm actually joking?
That is the worst demonic possession. That they will show you a truth. This is purple.
Bros, now, green is green.
Sir, see, it's purple. Some people will call this, they will call it blue.
Amen, amen.
You say, this is not white, this is silver.
Then no. My daddy told me this is white.
Bros, come. See it. It's silver.
You know what I mean? Praise God. Hallelujah. So, and now, ended with, that is in Romans chapter 16. Remember when I said, Jesus was expecting that his what? Enemies be placed under his footstool. And when we analyze that scripture critically, one of the way that he's going to achieve that is what? The sanitation of the church. Sanity. Not sanitation from sin, sanitation from false doctrines. Today, hallelujah, praise God. I hope you had a good time praying in tongues and interpreting. How many of you interpreted? Everybody, let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. If you interpreted your tongues today, let me see your hand. I want to see if you came late. Let me see. Okay. That's good. See, it's not something to be shy about. That is Christianity. Okay, maybe you understand better when I'm done today. James 1:21. So my topic today is called Priorities in Christianity. Priorities in Christianity. Oh God, I wish every church can get this. I wish every believer can understand what I'm about saying right now. Priorities in Christianity. If we do, we give Islam in Nigeria 2 more years to remain Shukto alone. If you can understand the priorities in Christianity. Now, have you been told before that once you are saved, I thought that was in the scripture before. I'm still looking for it. They said it in Yoruba, that like you that you are saved, arise for the salvation of others. Have you noticed that slang, Yoruba slang like that? Church slang. Like you that you are saved, arise for the salvation of others. Like so, the next thing when you are saved is that what? You arise. Serious. They taught me that for years, and I remember when I will go out, I want to preach. And I will get there. As in, the zeal will drive me to go and preach. And I will get before the sinner and I'll be looking at him. You'll not be hearing funny words. We came to greet you. Our church is at that corner. Without think. And if you are very serious, if you are one that you have listened to Pastor Kumuya and read very well, and sir, this is your genes, it's crazy genes, so you can do better. Can I pray for you now? That's what I've preached. You have not done that with your shatter already. That's you have not preached it. You have not. All we like you. James 1:21. James 1:21. Priorities in Christianity. Hey, let me work with time. Don't tell me again that I'm too fast to go. The slowest I can do. James 1:21. Can we take it together? One to go. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Now, okay, pick your Bible like this, and read to somebody beside you. You are going to read to yourself. Okay, James 1:21, everybody, one to go. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is... Hallelujah.
See, we don't import ideas for Christianity.
Let me explain what I mean by that. You can write that down.
You don't import. Like, you have a mindset.
Have you heard of a preacher that said that any man that did not pay bride price is not going to heaven? Like, you had, like as a Yoruba man, you know, for a long time, I thought prostrating for my father or kneel down for my mother is actually the commandment of God, like something like that. Actually, I thought that. Why? And Yoruba mindset. In fact, for a long time, I find it difficult to talk with anybody that is wearing armless. Like, you know you are a sinner. Glory to God.
That was a day. And I mean, me and Olivia, to go for the emergency, I say, who are you here? Armless.
That's how the emergency finished. I scattered the emergency. Yeah. And as I was going home, and the spirit was answering me, what did you just do? So I was just scratch my head. Scratch my head. What did you do? Everybody said we should not wear this thing. Yeah.
So at times, you don't like something personally.
And you now find a scripture to justify your claim. Let me give you one. There are some people that say that that they actually say gay. That gay is biblical. You know their scripture? Let me show you. James 1. No, is it James 1? James 2. James 2. Is there? They say, gay is biblical. James 2. Where would that be again? That should be verse 3. Let's read together. And you have respect to him that wear the what? And to now justify their rubbish, they will now rush to 1 Samuel. It's 1 Samuel or 2 Samuel. The Bible says, David loved Jonathan with all his soul.
That's how the Bible allows male to male marriage. God bless the UK Anglicans. Amen, amen.
So that is when somebody have an idea. You now rush to the Bible to justify your claim.
We don't do that.
What we do is we receive the idea of the Bible. See, this Bible is communicating to you. It's talking. It's not as you will say, you will edit this, and in between the lines, you will now put, e.g., shall we continue in saying that grace should abound?
You now put your own in inverted comma. My own is, God forbid you, if you try it, you are going to hell. You now put down, you now bracket your own bracket close. Full stop.
You don't import. Imagine John 3:16. And somebody was telling me that belief. Whosoever believes and keeps his commandment. I said, yeah, come. Teach, come and tell me the commandments of Jesus.
Which one? I say it's the Beatitudes. The Matthew 5, I think. Say the Beatitudes. Say which one? Say blessed is he that is. I say, yeah. But you know the Beatitudes also said that blessed is he that is persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of God. Have you been persecuted? See, you can't enter.
And you be on Facebook just last week.
So you can't enter.
So you don't. Bible simply say believe. Like
sir, it's okay. Is it you that you posted something just yesterday? And he simply said he was talking about righteousness. And a man and a guy came. What did he even say again? He said, okay. I said, how do a man? He was asking, how do a man receive righteousness? And he said, for you to accept that I'm a sinner, that I was a sinner. I said, bros, come. You have show me one place. Show me one place in the Bible that says what you just said. It looks like it's good that, okay, you must first accept that I'm a sinner. Then you start the steps. How many steps to salvation? We have to. That is the one you took, all right? Sorry, we have a long way to go today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 1 and 2. Therefore, seeing that we have received this ministry, see, I have received this ministry. As we have received mercy, say, I don't lack mercy. Say, I have mercy. Again, read verse 1 again. Therefore, seeing I have received this ministry as I have, I faint not. Hallelujah. So what is our motivation in ministry? We have received mercy. Have you heard before that somebody said, no, Mozambique has done a lot of issues before and never. He said, see, there was a day, pastor gave one word of knowledge that was not accurate. When he now got it before God, God now said, I catch you. No, when they say God is doing it, I'm waiting for you. I catch you. And I say, do you remember that word you gave? The word output. In fact, if, to my amazement, if it was a lie, it would be better. He said that the word that he ought to give to somebody else, he gave to another person. Because that's a God. Say, you lie towards my name. I'm going to hell. I will leave it a minute now. Is it by force? Such people, are they encouraging people for the ministry? All of you here that you have interpreted before, everyone, all of you. If you have not made mistake in the scriptures before, let me see your hand. I have given a word that belongs to somebody. I have given it to like 50 people before. And after a week, when I now pray again, I say, actually, this person I want to be talking to. It's spiritual. Say, I've received mercy. So I will do it well. Verse 2. Yes, so see this. But we have renounced. The difference, they mean things of shame, shameful things. Do you remember the meaning of renounce? Who remember? I've taught this before. Yeah. Do you remember? Who remember? You should remember. I say you have renounced. What is the meaning of to renounce? It's not just I have forsaken. To renounce means I said it off. So I said in Christianity, you will not only say the things you will do, you will also affirm the things that you will never do. Do you remember, sir? I said you have renounced. Renounce, not I have forsaken. I have renounced. That means I will not only be loud, bold about the things. Yes, I will heal the sick. I will raise the dead. You will also, with your mouth, say, I will never merchandise the blessings of God. You will renounce it. You have to say it. I will not be found saying, among those saying, if you want to go up, you sow up. Say, I have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. See, yes, say not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God. How? Deceitfully. If you don't tithe, you are not cursed. But if you don't tithe, there are some blessings you are not connected to. That's deceit. That's trick. See, you know, that is very intelligent. Say, if you don't tithe, you are not cursed. Fine. Say, but if you don't tithe, there are some blessings you are not connected to. That means you are cursed. Is he saying the same thing? Abi? If you don't have a blessing, what is that? That means you have a curse. Praise God. Okay, 2 Corinthians 1. Priorities in Christianity. This message will bless you. Trust God. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 12. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you. See those words. It says that in simplicity. See, I checked the Greek. The word simplicity there is a Greek word that is like aplotis.
haplotis. It means with singleness, something free from pretense and hypocrisy, not self-seeking. Free from hypocrisy, not self-seeking.
Haplotis, haplotis.
He said, and with godly sincerity.
So sincerity, elikrina,
it means with clearness, clearness. See, we don't code the word of God. The Old Testament is coded enough. Don't code the New Testament again. New Testament is Old Testament what? Explained, revealed, expounded. You don't come to church and you are like Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, say, I have not come to you with what?
Enticing words of what? Man's wisdom. Is it like I love the way Paul says, I have not come to you with eye sounding nonsense.
Eye sounding, but it's nonsense.
Praise God. 2 Corinthians 3. So don't forget sincerity, elekrina, clearness.
You don't code it. I mean, clarity. Don't code it.
2 Corinthians 3, verse 12. Are you with me, somebody?
See, after today, I am inducting you into ministry.
Like if you have not received it before, after today, you will see, you just know that you are a minister. 2 Corinthians 3, I think I want to read verse 12. Verse 12. Want to go? Seeing then that we have such hope, we use what? Again, some people are not reading. I say, I want your mouth to be moving. Yeah? It's touch. Okay, verse 12 again. Want to go? Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech.
Great plainness.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, it's just that we don't respect the word of God. If you respect the word of God, there are some things that you can't just say
with this. We use great plainness of speech.
Don't quote this. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 17. Second Corinthians 2:17. For we are not as many which what? You are not reading. We are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ.
To corrupt there means to be a peddler. It means to be a peddler. You know who a peddler is? Somebody who tries to merchandise. You make gain from the word. Say, we are not as many which do corrupt the word of God. 1 Timothy chapter 6.
Let me show you something.
To corrupt. To adulterate.
Like what happens if you pour water into your fuel tank? You are driving and you pour water. In fact, I think all of us, we should have done like pouring water inside Carol. Instead of crawling to stove before. I don't know if you have done it before. Me, I've done it several times. You don't know that somebody has used that keg to fetch water. Just pour it to stove. And just pour. And for you to do it again, you have to remove all the wood. Do you remember? Probably you are too sure. Me, I use a basher stove, sawdust, coal. God bless those days. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Chapter 6. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 17. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. Want to go? Now come to verse 5. Come to verse 5. Want to go? Read. Perverse disputings of men, of corrupt men, and destitute of truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such, say, I will not be a peddler. Say, I will not adulterate the word of God.
So today, priorities in Christianity.
Huh?
When you mention a tailor,
okay, this is open. Okay, fine, let me use it with everybody.
Sir, when I mention a tailor, what will first come to your mind?
No. I mention a tailor. What will first come to your mind, sir? Clothes, right?
See, sir, if I mention a mechanic, what would first come to your mind?
Bible. Vehicle, right? Cars.
Okay. Sir, if I mention Boko Haram, what will come to your mind first?
I'm serious. Sir, if I mention a barber, what will first come to your mind? Yeah. Sir, what if I mention a farmer?
We have mechanized farming. No, don't forget.
you think of crops, right? Huh? And wool. Ah, that's it.
Okay, but if I mention a politician, what first comes to your mind?
That's bad. That is, you have Nigerian mindset.
So if we mention a Christian, what should be the first thing that comes to our mind?
Let me first have three tries.
Sir, just try. If you just hear this a Christian, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Good. It's both of you that I'm in this service. Come and sit here.
Relocate. Come, I'm serious. Come and sit here. So you can hear me very well today. Hallelujah. Thank you for saying that. He said, to be like what? To be like Jesus. I love, see, and that is sincerity. I love that.
Okay, yeah. Why are you doing that? Do allow us to talk?
And I will see how to act. Who should I ask again?
If I ask you, your face is somehow.
Sir, let me ask you. If you are a Christian, What comes to your mind? To live a life of Christ is because of you that I am here. Thank you, sir.
I know, yeah, he's close to the point. He was in the back, so he needs to understand very well.
And my bros, man of God, if you are a Christian, what comes to your mind? The first thing.
Christ.
Good.
So take a step forward. Come to the young part of you.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm grateful for this service. You are delivered today.
Just take your wristwatch, remove it. We'll be here till we are done.
Amen.
And actually, see, I love your sincerity. Thank you for not coding it or like you didn't use. And thank you for not using the scriptures to answer me, Sela. You can use the tongue and interpret. You speak in tongues and interpret, and you just say it correctly, and you won't understand anything.
When we say a Christian,
can we mention what are the things that we do in church? Sorry, just give me an example. One thing that we do in church.
He pays tithes in church, yes, sir. Just anything.
Do you go to church? Yeah. Well, just tell me something that you do in church. To be. What did he say?
Okay, what are the things that you do that they do in church? I didn't construct it very well. That they do in church.
You are
too deep for me. Sir, what are the things that you do in church? We preach. Good. Sir, any other thing? We pray. Sir. We sing. We are. Oh, God. Sir, give me something else. You have to remember something. Drama, he has stopped for you. Sister, give me one more. You don't know anyone again. Sir, try again. Testimony time. You know you are once a peddler, so don't talk. Okay, give me one more, sir. Special number. You are so wonderful. Everyone, give me one more. You pay offering. That's good. Bro, sir. We study.
You are spiritual.
Man of God. Sir, give me one. You give thanks to God. That's good. Amen, amen. You have spoiled the whole thing. Amen, 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 amen.
Because I think we are seeing in Egypt trying to come out. Sailor.
Okay. So you can... Okay, we pay first fruit. In fact, I even learned there was a time that a woman even said today what they are doing is they are collecting. You know, redemption of firstborn is still better. Say we are collecting money for atonement.
I need to, you should know the plan I'm talking about if you are familiar with Facebook.
And two things were, it was crazy. Number one, even in the Old Testament, have you ever seen a woman high priest before? She's a woman, oh. Sorry, she's a woman. That's serious tautology. And okay, today we are collecting, and I think that day was October 1st. There's a way they merge it with the Hebrew calendar. Say, okay, today, according to what the Leviticus chapter 16, we'll be collecting money for atonement. And it's not, it's, I'm not talking about 100,000 people that were there. With Jesus, atonement. What, even the priest that is collecting, he's not collecting interpilio. I mean, yes, he's collecting the goat. He didn't know if he's going to die. And ultimately, it was goat to goat. Goat. We paid dollars. You know what that does to Christianity? When a popular man of God in Nigeria told people to write their sins on a sheet of paper, I will take it to God on their behalf. I was there. Not that it said, I was there. I said, it was serious. Now we have another high priest. There is no Jesus Christ. So, in church, we can see clearly that we do all these things. But, what is the priority in Christianity? What is the first thing every Christian should know? If my daughter did not know what I'm about to say, she is not a Christian. What is the default? Once you just hear Christianity, what is the default knowledge that must be available in that carcass? Number one. I'm with the lesson three. And in order of priority, number one, don't worry, I will say it in different shapes. Number one is to understand what got you saved. To understand why you are called a Christian. Just write it down. Because you are all ministers. If I need to lay hands, I will lay hands today. Power is here. The first thing in Christianity is understanding salvation. Every Christian must be well acquainted with what is responsible for my salvation. This is priority, is the most important. Everyone should know. You have to know. Don't forget, I start with, I say, if you see a tailor, what will be the first thing that comes to your mind? Clothes. When you see a Christian, don't just say Christ. Do you know why? Some people even accepted the Christ that is coming or he has come or anything, but they didn't believe in him. Remember? The Jews, Judaism. So it's not about Christ. It's not about God. Do you remember James chapter 2 says even demons believe in God and they tremble. So it's not about God, it's not about Christ, it's not, it's salvation. Are you with me? Now, please, though, I am not saying understanding all the concept of salvation. I'm not saying understanding all the details of salvation, but no, understanding what is what responsible for salvation. Understanding what is responsible for who you are. I am called a tailor because I know how to make clothes. So understanding something makes you a Christian. Romans 10. Everybody, please open the scriptures. Just open. By opening, you will be delivered. That's all. Romans 10, everybody. Like, I can keep preaching this every Sunday because if we get this, Romans 10. In fact, I will read from verse 1. This is how we are going to do it. I will read verse 1, you read verse 2 for me, until I get to verse 13. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Verse 2, want to go? For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Verse 4.
Verse 4 again. Read again. Yes. For Moses described the relationship of the Lord that every man which dwell these things shall live by them. Verse 6. Say not in your heart. Verse 7, let me read. Or who shall descend into hell, into the deeps, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. Verse 8. Verse 9, with every volume you can get, I want to go, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This is serious. Verse 10, yes. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. But there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Verse 13, yes. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. First Corinthians 15. First Corinthians 15. I'll read verse 1 and 2. You read 3 and 4 for me. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you just believed in vain initially. Verse 3, everybody, verse 3, want to go? For he delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also... Stop. Is Paul giving him a personal revelation? No. I am delivering unto you what I also received. That means the same gospel that I believe is what I am teaching you. That what? Verse 3, want to go again? For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Verse 4, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according... If you don't know this, you are like a tailor that is carrying armor up and down. You are like a student doing conductor. This is salvation. So the first thing in Christianity, the first priority, if I meet a Christian right now, the first thing I will ask him is that, have you gone to church today? It's not. The first thing I will ask him is not that, are you doing very fine? Have you eaten today? No. I want to be sure of his identity. You have to confirm that status. Scanner. What did you believe that made you a Christian? Trust me, a lot of people are in church. They have been in church for decades. They are not saved because they don't know what it takes to be saved. Can I say that again? A lot of people are in church. They are singing. They may be preaching. And they are not saved because they don't know what it takes to be saved. I'll show you something. So see, Christianity, number one, can I write down these 10 points? I just give you 10. Number one, Christianity is not coming out for altar call. It's not coming out for altar call. Christianity is not getting healed in the crusade. No altar call. Anybody can say anything and just come out. Somebody can bamboo you. I came out for altar call like 6 times. This is 6 times. You're more than that. By the time they finish with some hidden laws of Moses, meaning that some laws that are open, some are hidden. By the time they finish you, you come out. We have preachers that they are specialists. When you hear the University of Adversity, Selah. I don't pray you know who I'm talking about. So I've given you two. I said number one. It looks shady, but please write it down. Some people, they don't know. Write it down. I said, number one, Christianity is not coming out to altar call. Number two,
Christianity is not getting healed in a crusade. Number three, Christianity is not being born into a Christian home. Are you with me?
Sir, don't worry. I will ensure that that message enters your phone before you leave the church, okay? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Are you with me?
Are you with me, everybody?
Number four, Christianity is not a change of lifestyle.
I will show you something.
Acts 10. Acts 10.
Are you there?
See this. This is serious.
Open your Bibles. Open your Bibles. Acts 10. Acts 10. Acts 10. I need your eyes on your Bibles. Acts 10. Are you with me, somebody?
This will drive home the point for you. Verse 1.
Are we slowly?
Let me take verse 1, you read verse 2. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of a band called the Italian band. Verse 2.
Yes? Stop. Sorry, what has that meaning for devotes there? Check for me. And that version for devotes.
A religious man.
Good, sir.
Religious. Again, so let's read now. A religious man, one that feared God with, how many of his house? Sorry, did you see one that feared devil? Did he say one that feared devil? No. Sorry, or did he say that one that is doing anyhow? No. He feared who? He feared God with all his house. Let's keep reading. Yes? And give what? Much arms. Can you see what? Much arms. Can you see that word? Much arms. And to now finish the whole thing. And pray to an angel every day. To who?
To God.
Aye. If it is in the church of today, they will invite this man for lunching. We will invite him for fundraising. If it's in the church of today, we will, Barbara, this is the man. In fact, we will even give him a microphone to preach. And you are a Christian. Somebody comes to you. Of course, he's a public servant. You can honor him, put him in front. But you now gave him your microphone to come and speak for 30 minutes. To say what? To say what? Do you even know if he believes? Like I say, you are not them right. Treat them well. Put them in a good place. Allow their security guys, SSS, to be around about them. But for you now, say, sir, our daddy in the Lord is here. He? So when our president is translating to a spiritual office, see verse 4, see verse 3. He saw in a vision. Do you know, so this should tell you that this is not the first time this man will be seeing a vision. Why? You know, he was not. He didn't see vision and ran away. He saw in a vision, evidently, about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked up, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord?
Yeah.
And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy arms are come up for a memorial before God. But verse 5,
yes.
Say, and now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. Verse 6, everybody, please, verse 6. He lodged with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Is that clear? So, has he been doing this before? Yes. Are they the priority? No. The things he was doing, were they wrong? No. But was that the priority? No. If perhaps Jesus come on this day, where is this man going? Hell. Why? Religious or no gospel. So can you, is that easy for you to understand right now that some people are in church? In fact, they are in choir. They will go to hell. Why? Not because of their sin, no. Why? They don't understand the meaning. They don't understand what gets people saved.
Are you playing with me, everybody? Are you understanding?
So, yes, I'll give you 1 to 4, right? Also, you are not a Christian because you change your name. Like from Fatoba to Omoba. Sela. Christianity is not change of name. There was a guy in my school. And each time the lecturer calls his name, everybody's ready for laughter. I think is it a... Yes. A shoe fiditi me. know the meaning? Yeah, that was Yoruba. It means Satan put his bottom beside my bottom. Like Satan sat close to me. That is me. That is his name. So for that man now, if he went to the deliverance camp, he said, your number one problem is your name. So you now change into Jason Fiditiwe. And Jesus now puts, Jesus for sure the devil, you know, which is Nash. Sad beside me. Sad. That's not Christianity. I know you're Christian because you go to mosque before and now you go to church. It looks simple, but please write it down. You need this in this week. Oh. You're not a Christian because you go to mosque before and now you go to church. No, that's not why. Also, you are not a Christian because a special man of God prayed for you. That's not why you are a Christian. You are a Christian because you have believed in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus for sins. I'll say it three times. You are a Christian because you have believed in the death, in the burial, in the resurrection of Jesus for sins. Oh, there are two more that I wish to talk about. You're also not a Christian because this is funny. You're not a Christian because you wear a suit or you wear white. You know, for a long time, they taught us that anybody celestial that they wear white, that they are not Christian, is a lie. Don't say that. Because somebody is wearing Christian like an idol worship part of church, it's not a Christian. No, don't say that. And somebody is now wearing suit, unko? No, suit only. Amen? You get what I'm saying? It's not about your clothes. And that should be, how many have I given you another one? Is it 9 or 10? 8 or 9? 8, right? Okay, of course, you're not also a Christian because you pay tithe or you eat only communion. That one is strong, Abby. Not because you pay tithe, not because you eat only communion. Now, let's now flow now. That same Acts 10. So you will understand this today. Just 30 more minutes, I'll be done. Acts 10. Are you there with me? So now, that was Cornelius, right? So, from verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth. This is when Peter now got to the house of Cornelius.
Hey, my God.
In fact, see what Cornelius said. Verse 30. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting. And you see, this man is fasting. See, he's a serious man. Are you with me, somebody? Are you with me? Okay, your eyes on your Bible. Verse 30. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was what? Fasting until this hour. At the ninth hour, I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. And he said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy arms are had in remembrance and sight of God. 32. Send therefore to Joppa and call either for Simon, whose surname is Peter, is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, we are all here, present before God, to hear things that are commanded thee of God.
Hey.
Can you see that this man is sincere? Sincerity. He was just serving God. He was just doing the best he could do. He was just doing the right thing. Now, let's now flow verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. 35, everybody want to go? He that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him. Let me read 36. You will throw like that. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, Prince in peace by Jesus Christ, is the Lord of all. 37. Then the epic verse, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing them, oppressed of the devil, for God is with him. Yes, 39. Whom they what? Whom they slew and hang on the tree. Verse 40. Stop, before we continue. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 to 4, what are the three things that is responsible for Christianity? How Christ what? Died,
how Christ was buried, how Christ rose. I did a post on Facebook on this sometimes ago that any gospel, any message that did not contain the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus cannot save. I can preach here for 10 hours to sinners and they will not be born again if I don't mention the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. I will show you. Yes. See, verse 40 again. Yes. Him God raised up the third day. And see, there is something that is remaining. He died, he was buried, and he rose again for what? People will say, yes, he was died to give you money. He died to give you money. He was raised from the dead to give you what again? To give you a wife or something. To make your life better. I love that. Come to my church. Your life will become better. Ah. So a lot of people are in the church looking for how to make their life better. Pastor would not be teaching them 21st century business principles. Things that some people will get in Lagos Business School without being born again. Without being born again. Are you with me? Let's slow. So, I said something is still remaining. His death, the sacrifice of Jesus for what? Verse 41, verse 42. Okay, verse 41. Not to all people, but unto witnesses choosing before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him. After he was. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it was he that was ordained of God to be the judge of who? Quick and the dead. Don't forget, Cornelius is a receptive man. These are sincere guys. That means their heart is open. Peter was just talking. Verse 43, yes? Please, 43, everybody, look at this. To him gave all the prophet witness that whosoever. Again, 43 again. Read again. To him gave all the prophet witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission. My God, he has finished it. Peter was just talking. He was just talking. But unknowing to him, he has mentioned everything that is required for salvation. He has talked about his death. He has talked about his burial. He has talked about his resurrection. And he has mentioned that, Father, these things are for your sins. What's the next thing? 44. Ooh, glory! 44, yes, read together, I want to go. Why Peter, yes, spake these words? The Holy Ghost! Ooh, glory to God! Cornelius became born again. That's what happened there. He would have gone to hell. He became born again. It's not like he was a believer before, now he just spoke in tongues. No, he became born again. Follow me. John 3. So the first thing a Christian, I'm still on the first thing, should understand is salvation. I didn't say understand the details of salvation. Don't forget, I said understanding what is responsible for salvation. You are a tailor because of clothes. So you are a Christian because of the sacrifice of Jesus for your sins. Not for your promotion. Not to kill your boss. Anointing to kill your boss in church. John 3. Happy blessed today. John 3 from verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto them, very verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot what? Again, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4, Nicodemus was not asking for explanation. How can a man, when he was be born, when he is old, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Verse 5, want to go, everybody? Very verily I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, that is the Spirit, he cannot what? Enter. Verse 6, want to go, yes? Verse 7, marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. And just kept explaining. Now come to verse 14. See, verse 3, he was telling Nicodemus that you have to be born again. Verse 14, he now talked about how to become born again. 14 years. Want to be less together. And as Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 36, yes. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So, the same John 3:3. So, how does a man become born again? Everybody from that place.
The same chapter.
Like, I was guilty of that for a long time. Like, I just don't know that John 3:3 and John 3:16 is in the same chapter. Okay, let's continue. So, saved by the sacrifice of Jesus and saved from sin. Salvation is not immunity from sinning. I will say this, whether you like it or not. Salvation is not a promise to sin no more. If Christianity means from today, you will sin no more, then answer this question. Why did God said we have forgiveness of sin? Answer. Are you with me? Sir, the Bible.
Okay, you like the first soft copy of it? Use that copy too. Use both. I mean, use that hard copy, yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's good for you to get acclimatized with both. First John chapter 2. Be fast. 1 John chapter 2. I'm just halfway and I have 20 minutes. Yeah. Glory to God. Are you with me, somebody? This is Christianity. This is not edifying assembly. This is church. Thank you.
This is Christianity. If you travel here, you travel to another country, another under the water submarine in the space, is the same. Conditions for salvation is not different in America. Scriptures is supreme. 1 John 2. My little children, verse 1. These things write I unto thee that you sin not. Good. And if any man sin, we have what? An advocate with the Father, Jesus the righteous. Verse 2, everybody wants to go. And he's a propitiation for our sins. Not for us only, but also. Okay, now go down to verse 12. 1, 2, go. I write. Somebody is not in verse 12. Don't be distracted. Verse 12. 1, 2, go. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Colossians 1. Say, I have forgiveness of sins. So I'm trying to explain, like, the point that Christianity is not that things I used to do, I do them no more. That is not Christianity. Am I saying go and throw your head under the trailer for trailer to crush? No. But what is Christianity? Simple. That's what I'm just explaining. I didn't say who is a, in quotes, good Christian. I didn't say what is spiritual growth. But what is Christianity?
No, in this show, I think that was even the first service that we saw that Christianity. When they said that, you know, they say, who is a Christian? A Christian is somebody that is behaving like Christ, like my brother said, right? Christ-like. And we actually saw that thing was not in the Bible. Maybe I will show you. Ask level.
Christians, people are all called Christians, not because they are behaving like Christ. It's in Acts 11, 47 or so. They are called Christians because what? They were teaching Christ. They were talking Christ. They were talking Jesus. Christianity is Jesus in talking. Preaching, he died, he was buried, he rose again.
Are you with me? Colossians 1. Say, I have. Are you not saying you don't like it? Abby. You want to pay for your sins? Say, I have the forgiveness of sins. Let me read verse 12. Colossians 1. I will read verse 12. You read 13 and 14 for me. Giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet, qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. 13 and 14, want to go? Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of Colossians 2. Don't worry, if you have questions, come on Tuesday. Come on Wednesday. Colossians 2, verse, let me read 12. You read 13 for me. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. 13, you want to go? Having forgiven what? All trespasses. Hallelujah. Colossians 3. Colossians 3, verse 13. Good. Want to go? Yes, sir. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you. Say, Christ has forgiven me. So, Christianity is not, please notice this. Now, when I said salvation, I said salvation is not immunity from sin, right? But salvation is immunity from the consequence of sins. That means two people, please, it's not me. It's not what I like. It's not my doctrine. It's Bible. I will show you from 1,000 scriptures here. Christianity is not immunity from sin. It is that consequence for sin, for you, Jesus took it away. That's why people are fighting this message. The consequence of sins taken away. That means two people will do the same thing. One will go to hell for it, another one will still not go to hell. Why? Somebody has the forgiveness of sin. Somebody did not have. Is that clear? Nobody is in quotes, oh, but nobody is good, oh. In quotes, don't forget what I'm saying. Be in God's measure of goodness. Nobody is good. Nobody. Nobody. Whether you are a G or you are a GS, nobody is good. But we have people that have the forgiveness of sin as a possession. Those are Christians. Flow with me. Don't worry. I am you. You will be blessed today. Yeah? You will be blessed today. You will be blessed today. I'm not yet done. John 5:24. All you need to do is open this Bible. Open it. Open it. Don't just hear what I'm saying. In case maybe I'm quoting one updated version of Jehovah Witness or Jehovah Wickedness. All those people that we are going to get all of them saved in this place in Jesus' name. John 5. Amen, amen, amen. You remember how I told you how to get Jehovah Witness saved on Facebook? You know, if anybody remember that, we lock them in. We lock them. Don't. Oh my God, my God. You will lock them in. You will start the tongues. Yeah. Oh my God, my God. John 5:24. Let's not go there. Let's read John 5:24 together. Everybody wants to go. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death to life. He will not come to judgment. Sir, you will not come to judgment. I can tell you confidently. Hate me for it. I will tell you. Because somebody did it for you. I serve the man that did it for you. I don't serve you. That's what people don't know. You don't look at people and you are saying, sir, Jesus has died for you. You know, we are careful. Careful. Yes, we are careful. But when I'm saying Jesus died for you, that's only time I will talk about your carefulness. Careful, yes. Death, yes. Say, I have the forgiveness of sins. Don't worry, I'm free for questions. But that's after service. John 6. This is serious. John 6. Don't worry, if I can't get to the second and third priority today, I will give able men. John 6 from 26. Please look at this scripture. It's a long read. And we're going to read it because we are in church. Jesus answered and said, John 6:26. Very, very, I say unto you, ensure your eyes are on your Bible. You seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him at God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? 29. Everybody want to go? Okay, I go to verse 35. Then Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. For I say unto you that you have seen me and you believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Oh, Kaleos, that freestyle. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. 39. Everybody want to go? Again. You are going to interpret that place for me, everybody. Yes, want to go? So your salvation is a commitment covenant between who and who? Read this. Look at it. Who is committed for salvation? Jesus is saying, Jesus, I am holding you accountable. If I don't see this one on last day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, if I don't see them, I won't talk to them. I will hold you accountable. So he did a perfect work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. That's Bible. Let's keep reading. He said it in different shades. And people are interpreting. Usually this one to interpret Holy Communion. You see what I'm saying now? Verse 40. Yes. 40 again. Read 40 again. Yes. Want to go? 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone who seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up. And people gave him free lunch. See what these people are saying. 41. Then the Jews murmured at him, said, because he said, I am the bread of life. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? You remember unbelief? He's unbelief. The son of Joseph, whose father we know. As Jesus said, came down from heaven. And don't forget, when they now reject the message, Jesus now raised the bar. See how Jesus now explained the same thing. Jesus now used that same bread that they are saying to explain to them. From verse 44, no man can come unto you except the Father which hath sent me draw him. Don't forget, the Father draws him by the gospel, and I will raise him up at the last day. Don't forget, how shall they hear without a preacher? We say that on Wednesday. 45. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Hallelujah. Every man therefore that have heard and then of the Father comment unto me. 46. Not that any man has seen the Father, not Moses, not Elijah, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread that came down from heaven, that a man may eat therefore and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live. This is Bible. Forever. It's there. This is if any man keep eating. Eat. How many times did Adam eat that he fell? Once. Believe me, it's two. Believe me, it's how long? It's once. It's Bible. Flow with me. I'm not yet done. Verse 56. Now say, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, talking about the same believing and confessing, dwells in me and I in him. 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. 58. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. He kept repeating it. And people saw free lunch. What did they do? They said, no. We want to walk the work of Moses. We want to do the redemption of our firstborn. We want to tithe to pursue divorce. That's unbelief. See, I have eternal life.
Yes, that's my daughter.
Romans, okay, before that, if you have other translations, please get this ready. 2 Timothy chapter 1. So I've shown you right now that a Christian has his Christianity is immunity from the consequence of sin. Don't forget. That's what I'm still explaining. It's immunity. That means
A person will do what warrants hell. He will not go to hell. Why? Immunity.
Praise God.
Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 1.
Verse 9 and 10.
You will explain this to me yourself. Who is lying? Verse 9 says, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Verse 10, yes? But it's now, everybody, verse 10, yes? But it's now made manifest by the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will abolish death. That was there. Who will one day abolish death? What is there? Who has abolished death and has brought light and immortality to light by the gospel? Who has other translations? Just verse 10. Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. And now. Yes, sir. He's destroyed death's power over us. Ooh, glory to God. Who has amplified? Amplified.
I didn't bring my amplifier, that it's big.
Well, sir, yes, come to the front and read. Come.
Yes, sir, I have a picture here.
Yes, sir, amplified. Read for us.
From verse 9, it says,
Verse 10,
it says, it is his purpose and grace which he has now made known and has fully disclosed and made real to us through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who annulled death and made it no effect and brought life and immortality, immunity from eternal death to light through the gospel.
What is immortality?
Immunity from eternal death. If a politician steals money and constitution says he has immunity, can you arrest him? See, don't say no. It's God that gave you. God knew you would need it. Do you know the at times in my experience in evangelism, when I preach a very bad boy, bad girl, easily they say yes. But we have good upbringing, you know, that you have not committed atrocity before. I say, what are you saying? You are a good person now. That is unbelief. Say I have immunity from eternal death. Write it down, please. Write it down. Immunity. That is Christianity. Immunity. Immunity. Romans 6:23.
You
fast? Okay. I'm looking at the time. Romans 6:23.
Well, I will just mention the other 2 points. Romans 6:23.
I love this. Are you there with me?
Romans 6:23.
For the wages of sin is what? Is death. A lot of people will read this, they will leave the other part. The latter part, yes, but the gift of God. So, what happened to the wages of sin? Jesus paid it. That was death. Wages of sin is death. That was his death, burial, and resurrection. So, he paid that wage that you're supposed to pay. And he now said the free gift. But you know, it's a gift. You can choose to reject it. Can say no. So why is a man going to hell?
To reject free gift.
That's why, you know, don't mind the people that universalists are saying that one day, don't worry, God will see you net everybody. Bible says they have trodden under the foot the Son of God. They have counted the blood of the covenant where which Jesus sacrificed as an only thing, and they have done despite unto the Spirit of grace.
Matthew chapter 12 says, all sins and blasphemy shall be forgiven men. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. He that speaketh a word against the Son of Man shall be forgiven. But he that speaketh against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven. In this world or in the world to come. Now said in Hebrews 3, he said, as the Holy Ghost seeth today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
So what is sin against the Holy Ghost? Unbelief. It's not what if I tell you something by the Spirit and you say, no, I'm not doing. No.
Sin against the Holy Ghost is to disregard the message of the Holy Ghost. What is the message of the Holy Ghost? The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus for sins. For sins. Not for prosperity.
Don't worry, we have scriptures for prosperity. That one is different.
But Jesus came for what? Sins.
Okay. Yeah. I'm still
here. John. Yes. John 1:21.
Sorry. John 1:29. John 1:29. Open it and also open Matthew 1:21. I read the Matthew before the John. Matthew 1:21.
You need to keep hearing this. Even if you read it before, you need to keep hearing it. This is spiritual growth. This is what will fuel you for evangelism. Matthew 1:21. Are you with me, somebody?
Matthew 1:21. Yes, everybody want to go.
And she shall bring forth a son and shall call his name. Why? For he shall save his people.
Who will save?
He will save. Salvation is his PPA. Is his duty. That's what he specializes in doing.
Are you with me? John 1:29. Or I'm pastor now, so that I can round up. John 1:29. Are you with me? Oh, this is so nice.
The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him. And sees what? Behold
your prosperity. Have you?
Behold your healer. Huh? Behold.
No, but I didn't say you'll be poor. Don't be poor. You need the money too.
Praise God. But what did Jesus say here? Priority, yes? The lamp.
Wait. The lamp. Is it your lamp? Is it your offering?
No, if he said, behold our lamp. That means we are the one that will be offering him. I'll be confessing him. Confessing Jesus every day. Confessing his sin. You acknowledge him, rededicating your life to Jesus every day. That means it's your lamp. Whose lamp? So who has the right to offer him? So can you offer him? So can you confess? Can you confess rubbish on him? Can you confess?
I don't talk about sins again for now.
So whose lamp is he? The lamp of God.
Hey, hallelujah. See, that's the meaning of God to love the world.
It is God's commitment. You know, people think that God is the God is the angry person, the angry man that is just staying somewhere.
And catch you. Jesus will come and say, Papa, Biko, Papa, please now, Papa, small.
No. Salvation was God's commitment. Man messed up. And look at myself, don't worry. I will put enmity between the serpent and man. The Bible says the Lord God made coats of skin. That same day that they sinned, though. Genesis 3:21. The same day he made coat of skin. He what? Covered them. And between Genesis 3 and Acts 2, what was God looking for? Redemption.
So it was God's plan to save. Amen? Praise God.
Think about it. That this same resurrection that saved us, who was expecting this to happen? On the resurrection morning, who was there? Has he not told them?
In Isaiah 53, Hosea, Jeremiah, is here. That I will, Jonah, 3 days and three nights. He said it himself, Matthew 12, Matthew 5, Matthew 16, when he was talking to Peter. That 3 days I will raise up from the dead for your sins. But after 3 days, who was there? Nobody. The woman that came, she came to what? Embalming. She didn't come because she believed that he will rise. And that is our salvation. So when he came out, nobody. Yet, he did the work. That's how you understand that it's never about man. Man is only to receive. It's serious. What I'm saying is very serious. Imagine somebody. Imagine your wedding day. Your wife is not. Sorry, your wife or husband is not there now, right now. And you have done everything. And the woman refuses to show up. And you are standing alone like this. And the priest wants to join. Say, who should I join you? Should I join you with my pulpit or?
I said, don't worry, I'll go and bring her.
Oh my God.
That is salvation. Man was not there when it happened. In hell, nobody was with Jesus. What he went through, we will never know how much it cost to see our sin upon the cross. See, salvation is God's commitment.
I am a failure if I don't teach you this. I'm a failure, big failure, failure. If I've taught you engaging on believing and walking in the spirit like we started, tongues and interpretation, and I didn't teach you why you can flow freely. How do you think you just came to church and you are just able to speak a word by the Spirit? Somebody did a perfect work for you.
Praise God. Flow with me. I'm not yet done. It means more. Now,
that's my own priority. See, I mentioned the other two. And we flow.
Second thing. Now, don't forget, salvation is to be born into a new family. I will just open some scripture as fast as I can. Please.
Flow with me. Colossians 1:13. We have read it before. I'll read it again. Colossians 1:13. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 13. Don't worry. Next week, Sunday, we'll still be on this second point. It said, who has delivered us from the what?
I need it to read.
That will be part of the mission. Open. Colossians 1:13. Want to go? Yes. Who has delivered us from and has translated us into where? That means you left a place, you went to a place, right? So there was a translation. John chapter 4, be fast. John 4:22. You worship, you know not. We know what we worship for salvation of the Jews. 23, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Verse 24, everybody want to go? God is a spirit. And they worship him, worship in spirit. Go to John chapter 14. Say God. Say after me, say God is a spirit. Say to be born again is to be born into the family of the spirit. John 14, are you with me? John 14, verse blah 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 20, something there. 23. John 14:23. 1, 2, go. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our what? Abode.
When I saw this play in Greek, I love the Greek words. It's that, like God said, I will pack my load, I will come and tabernacle with you. Amen, amen. Ooh, amen, amen. Said the Trinity lives in me today. Ha ya ya ya. Glory to God.
With this confidence, you can do anything of the Spirit. You can flow in any gift. Say, I have the Trinity living in me right now. Say, I am an habitation of God. Say, I am a God carrier. Ha! Say, I am possessed with God.
Yeah, some of you are possessed with rubbish. Eh? Some of you are possessed with demons, but you are a carrier of God.
You are a God carrier. Amen, amen. Praise God. You are positive. Woo! God positive.
Yeah, God positive.
I'm not done. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 12.
This is what it's called. I will give you sufficient evidence. It's not that we open one and say it's enough.
No, sufficient. Sufficient for you to go back home and ruminate upon and think all day, pray in tongues all day, and come and ask me questions. Hebrews 12.
God forbid I should preach and you should not have questions. You must have questions.
Hebrews 12.
Oh, I love this. I love this. No, he told you before that you have not come into the mountain of fire. He now told you where you have come to. Why are you laughing? Praise God. 22. Say, but you have come into what? No, it's there. If you think I'm joking, go to read verse 18. I'm not interested in that. Verse 22, yes. But you have come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company, to the general assembly, to the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to the God, the judge of all, and to spirits of just men, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to this blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood. Say, I have come to the family of God. Ephesians 3, the first. Ephesians 3. Verse 14. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. 15, everybody wants to go?
So, can you do you understand right now that salvation is to be born into a what? A new family. Exactly. Salvation is what? Is to be born into a new family. Now, I have a question for everybody. Don't get tired. Please just did 1 hour. If you just got into a company, or you just go to an establishment, what will be the first thing you will do? Anybody? Sir? Think of it. Yes, sir. In white. Okay, I will explain. You just got into a new company. You just got a new employment. As you receive your appointment, immediately you walk into the office, what is the first thing you will do that you must do? Thank God. Promote the place. No, you are talking about general. You are talking about on business level. This is where you are to be working. You entered now. As you are entering, what will be the first thing you must seek to do? New man, newcomer. What will you do? Thank God. You are spiritual. That's why. That's the issue. Don't be spiritual right now. Be secular. You just got a job into GT Bank. You didn't even have the password to their bank. You don't have anything. You don't even have ID card that can open the door for you. What will be the first thing that you will do? Huh? I'll treat you. Wait. Sir? No, you did something. Sir, what will the first thing you do, sir? Get acquainted. I still look for a word. What will you do, sir? Popularize. Yes, something is still missing. Yes, sir? Ma. Orientation, I'm looking for a word, Ebun. Get familiar, I know. Sir, what will be the first thing you do if you just get into our office, sir? Sir? Set up the office. Ah, that's extreme, sir. Think. You are saying the same thing. To communicate. You will talk to somebody. Ask questions. Where do I pull? Where is lunchtime? Where will I sit? I mean, simple thing. So in a new family, you came to greet me from maybe from south. As you are entering, what will you just enter and go and sleep? No, you will greet. You will communicate. You will talk. So when you are born into the family of God, what should be the first thing? Huh? Communication. Write it down. Tongues. Priority 2 in Christianity. Tongues! It's because we twisted this priority to rubbish. That's why we have rubbish in church today. Somebody will say, devils speak in tongues. No, man, them. Devils don't speak in tongues. Only believers speak in tongues. They are only saying rubbish. In drama, they are saying rubbish. Amen, amen. Now it's not tongues. Don't worry, tongues will be. Don't worry, Pastor Sekou is coming to drill you on tongues. Amen, amen, amen. Who knew Pastor Sekou here? October, expect him in this place. He's currently in the UK. So you will learn, if you get to a new place, you will learn the language, you will learn the slangs. See, 1 Corinthians 12 gave us details of the gift of the Spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, prophecy, discernment. But guess what? There's only one of these gifts that Elijah did not do. There's only one of these gifts that nobody in the Old Testament did. They did miracles, they parted the Red Sea. Elisha, that man was a word of knowledge man. Just tell him, King, don't pass here. King of Syria will come and meet you there. Word of knowledge, anyhow, word of wisdom. Say, don't worry. Isaiah, shoot these arrows. Remember the story now. But there was one gift. Nobody dared. What's that? Tongues. Mark 16. Open the Bible. Mark 16. Be fast. It's a post-resurrection gift. It's why we speak in tongues, because we belong to the family of God. So to get anything in the family, how do? You communicate. And what is communication? Spirit. God is the word spirit. You are born into a family of a spirit. Yeah, I showed you that one clearly. Amen, amen. Yes, Max, see, what's there? Don't get tired of it. Church is a place where, don't worry, it's good that I teach you till you are tired. You are tired sitting down. Yes, that's the church. Amen, amen. Not that I will sprinkle you with 15 minutes sermon and say, yes, you can go. No. I will give. So throughout the week, you'll be thinking, that old boy, what is he saying? Mark 16. Are you there?
Mark 16, he that believeth, verse 16, and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be condemned. Verse 17, yes? And these signs shall follow them that in my name they shall what? They shall speak with what? New tongues. No, no, he didn't say they will cast out new devils. Amen. But tongues is new. Amen, amen. New one. It's new, it's new, it's new. Oh, flow to Acts 2. Acts 2, Acts 2. Acts 2.
Oh my God. Do you know what? This is actually very key. At least, all of us, we call ourselves Christians because there is a mother church somewhere. This is the mother church of all Christians. Mother church. Call yourself Equa. Call yourself Ewa. Call yourself RCG. Call yourself Deeper Life. You have a mother church. Everybody, you have a mother church. Don't worry, your witness, they are not Christians. They don't believe in salvation. Ask them, are you born again? You will see their response. Amen? So don't call those ones Christian. They are yet to believe. They are just intellectuals. So, what was I saying?
This is a mother church. First church in history. In history. In history. Think about that. Imagine there is only one church in the whole world. First church. First church. What is the first thing that the first church did? Are we not crazy not to follow this? That means we are not part of the body of Christ if you can't honor what the first church did. What did they do? What did they do? Is it to sing, to do drama, to do choreography, to sing, to dance, to shake their bum? They will say, shake your bum that Jesus gave you. No, he does not give you any bum. It's your mother that gave you bums. Amen. Praise God. You know, shake your bum. Jesus give you bum. Do you have any? Amen, amen. Praise God. What am I saying? This is the first church. First church. First, number one. What did they do? Acts 2. Acts 2. Before this, do you see them preach the gospel in Acts 1? In fact, look at Acts 1. Acts 1 verse 5 says, for John truly baptized with water. So you need to remember this thing. For John truly baptized with what? Acts 1 verse 5. John truly baptized with what? Who is the baptizer with water? You don't remember this. But you shall be, don't ask me questions down yet. Don't think about that. Just focus on what you are doing. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. Verse 8, yes, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. You shall be witness unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. Throughout Acts chapter 1, do you see them do anything? Do you see them go anywhere, preach? You can read it when you get to go. They didn't do anything though. They are just there. But in Acts 2, see it yourself. See it yourself. This early this morning, I was talking to a sister on Facebook that tongues is for you. Hallelujah. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, wait, so don't confuse that day of Pentecost with what is in your head, with Pentecost. No, when the church was born. Why? In the Old Testament, Passover symbolized when it was lamp with the king. Pentecost was a feast of newness. It's like the feast of when you bring new things, like harvest. You understand? That means after you have planted the crop, you have saved the corn of wheat, it's buried. John 12, I'm trying to quote verse 24. So the corn is buried. Abi, germinates, right? That was the death of Jesus. Pentecost was when that corn you have planted start bearing fruit. And what is the fruit of Jesus' salvation? New creations. The church. So this is the first church. See what happened. So when the church was born, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind and it filled all the house where they are sitting. And there appeared unto them flowing tongues like as of fire, and he sat upon each of them. See, everyone, what you have been seeing since, what you have been reading since, verse 2, rushing mighty wind, flowing tongues of fire. Wait till they are not. Don't forget, somebody is writing, right? Somebody is writing. So don't expect to be seen putting tongue of fire each time somebody wants to speak in tongues. Amen. Focus on verse 4. Yes. Verse 4. 1-2 go. Yes. And they were all. No, they said that. So the Holy Ghost, this tongue is for some. It's not for some. Imagine. How many people got filled? All. Everybody. Everybody got filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And what? Began. To speak in what? As the Spirit
So what does the Spirit do?
He gives utterance.
What does the believer do?
He speaks in tongues.
Is it the Spirit that speaks in tongues? No. What will the Spirit do to you from inside?
Utterance.
When do you receive utterance as salvation? Don't worry, we'll explain that later. I know my wife should have explained that before. But what will the believer do?
He speaks in tongues. Sir, please tell me. Let's start closing.
They may look like it's not popular. Point one and point two are the most critical stuffs in Christianity. Now, point three. I'm just going to mention this. Any desire greater than understanding point one and point two is not of God.
Let me explain again.
Any desire in Christianity greater than understanding point one, which is what? Understanding salvation, and point two, which is what? Speaking in tongues.
It's not of God. Don't worry, maybe we'll talk about this next week.
So, but write it down. Salvation is receiving the Holy Ghost. But speaking in tongues is manifesting the Holy Ghost. Tongues is manifestation. Is manifesting.
Showing forth the deeds of the Holy Ghost in you.
So I said any desire greater than understanding point one and point two is not a God-given desire. Once desire overrides,
I'm going to the point three I'm talking about right now.
That means my desire in Christian faith is to what? Firstly, understand point one. See, we have several other concepts. We have the concept, and you know, we teach on giving, right? We teach on submission. We teach on evangelism.
Can you see that? I've not even talked about evangelism yet. In the part of presenting, it's not in one, it's not in two, it's not in three.
Why? What do you preach when you don't know what gets people saved? What do you preach? It's useless. Preaching the gospel is useless when there is no understanding of salvation. Just gather up and beg people.
Nobody is going to hell.
Why?
You didn't mention to them what gets them saved. Don't forget, Cornelius would have gone to hell if Peter did not come to him. Thank you, Jesus.
So, now,
this is more serious.
Anywhere, any gathering, any church that has a greater focus than point one and point two is not a New Testament church. Any church, any gathering, any fellowship that has another priority. Once, you know, it's good. Ministry is good. Like, even the security is good. But once that supersedes understanding salvation, once that supersedes the spirituals, is not
a God ordained ministry. God is not there.
You say, but they are doing miracles. You remember John 6 now? They ate fish, they ate bread. They were healed.
But when the word came forth, who stood? Left.
So where did Jesus come? Why did he come?
Salvation.
Were the sick not healed in the Old Testament? They were healed. Were there no miraculous provisions? They were miraculous provisions. You know, people, a lot of people, they have become husbands to the woman of Sarifah, widow of Sarifah. Amen. That widow is no more, she's no longer a widow. She has several emojis as husbands. You can't preach one day without mentioning widow of Sarifah. Are you okay? Did Jesus mention her one day? Understanding salvation. So think about it, sir. People were healed in the Old Testament. But Jesus now came. Say, I didn't come to give you a better healing. In fact, do you know, sir, before he died and rose from the dead, their disciples, did they heal the sick? Huh? Did they heal the sick? Yes. They cast out demons. Yes. Matthew 10, Luke 10, Luke 11. They cast out demons.
But hey, then he told them, when they came back to him, say, Master, oh my God, my God.
Well, demons were trembling today.
Yeah, I say I love that.
Say, but say, don't just
rejoice in this, eh? Rejoice because I am going to write your names in them.
But he has not written his then.
Eh? What's
the guy that is going to write their names in them is he the one with them? So how our names written in them, hallelujah.
He died. He rose. And today he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
Priority number one in Christianity is understanding salvation. Priority two is tongues is in the Bible. Clear. In fact, you know, not one church had problem with church, with tongues. Not one church. In fact, in 1 Corinthians, they are doing their problem. They speak in tongues too much. Ha! Not that they did it. When that point, you say, ah, tongue is too much. You know, they spoke just so much, and you now start leading other things. Don't forget, now I say priority. I didn't say these are the only two. I'm not saying these are the only two things in Christianity, but these are priority. You know, Peter, Paul was not doing it. Say, as much as you are desirous of spiritual gifts, just seek that you might excel to the edification of the church. Say, okay, I will all that you prophesy. I mean, you are always speaking tongues, but also prophesy. He said, okay, convert to prophesy, but what? Forbid not to speak with tongues. Do you remember? I'm quoting 1 Corinthians 14. Ephesians church. Do you see them? You see Paul talking to them that time. Guys, why are you not speaking in tongues now? Do you see that? Nobody. Colossians. Ah! Thessalonians. Just mention them. No, not one church. Even Simon the sorcerer. Say, hey, good boy. It is happening anyhow. Acts 19. Just got somewhere. See, let's just close with that. Acts 19, everybody. I was talking about, I said, these are the priorities in Christianity. See how Paul acted in Acts 19. So this is church, okay? Until you start praying in tongues under your breath. Start praying in tongues, everybody. If you're not a fool, the Holy Ghost will get you filled right now. Don't worry. Just calm down. Relax. We are specialists, okay? We specialize in this. We are gospel practitioners. Amen, amen, amen. In school, I failed some courses. I don't like thermodynamics, if you know what I'm talking about. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm just that I'm not good at. Paperwork, I don't like it. But I chose to study salvation. So in this place, we will bless you. I'm serious. Wallahi. Flow with me, Acts 19. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul having passed through the upper coast came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. See the question of Paul is very key. Imagine, see, because I say I'm going to give an assignment today. Everybody. Workers, not workers, everybody. Why? You are a believer. You are a Christ talker. A Christian is a Christ talker. If you don't want to be a Christian, renounce Jesus now and go. Amen, amen. Impossible. Impossible. Hebrews 6. Amen, amen. Selah. See, he says it's impossible. He doesn't say, for you to leave me, it's impossible. Oh! you are using that to talk rubbish. For you to leave me, it's impossible. See, if you leave me, where will you go? Glory to God! Woo! Glory, glory, glory. So, he found some certain disciples. Verse 2. Can we take verse 2 together, everybody? Want to go? And he said unto them, everybody, yes, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Stop! Can you see point 1 and point 2 there? Have you what? Received the Holy Ghost since you believed. Don't forget. The word received the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts is used like speaking in tongues. It's used for speaking in tongues. It's just saying, have you spoken in tongues since you believed? Because to believe is to what? Receive the Holy Ghost. Romans 8 verse 9. Romans 8 verse 9. No, I said, you are not in the flesh. But you are in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God be dwelling in you. If any man have not the spirit of God, he is none of his. Galatians 6, 4 verse 6. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his sons into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Ephesians 1, 13. When you believe, you are what? Sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. Sealed, 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 sealed. Stamped. Nobody can change this.
So he said, since you believed, have you spoken in tongues? What did he now say? Verse 3. Jesus, these people. Let's read to where I want to go. And he said unto them, verse 2. Okay. And he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, yes, we have not so much as heard. Whether there be Jesus, these people are terrible. I didn't want to talk about this today. Say, we have not even heard if there's anything called Holy Ghost. Yeah? And Peter will not say, Paul say, hey, where are you from? See the next question. He said, and he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? What did they say? John, water baptism. See the problem? No, I'm saying block their eyes. They didn't see Jesus. Until John's baptism. Don't forget what I told you. I told you that on Wednesday, you will. These people now, who are they? Are they deceiver or deceived? They have been deceived. So what do you do? You will give them sufficient evidence. See what Paul now said. Yes? Verse 4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance. Say unto the people that they should what? Believe on him. We should come after him. That is on Jesus Christ. Verse 5. Hallelujah. When they heard this, they were what? Verse 6. And when Paul had laid his hand upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them and spoke with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about what? 12. Hallelujah. Somebody is going to do this week. Hallelujah. For the first time, you will do this week. Somebody is here. I'm serious. Somebody is here. You will do this week for the first time. Oh, hallelujah. Okay. You see, because I'm not presenting that you enter as a rock and you win the contract. This is what I preach in church. This is what the church is for. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Somebody's going to do this week. You will do this. See again. Look at verse 6. And when Paul at what? Again, read again. And when Paul at what? The Holy Ghost came on them. So when did Paul just get to them and say, guys, sow into my life. Give me special seed. No. Give me your first fruit. There are priorities. Funny enough, some people will get to this place, they will be doing deliverance. Why? If you know that place, Ephesus, it was a place that was full of voodoo. If you read later, you now see later when they now start showing for their acts, when they now start renouncing their evil deeds. Some people get there and say they want to do deliverance. Some is you get there, you say you will get to a new terrain, say you are here to break generational curse. Are you okay? Generational curse. Priorities in Christianity. Number one is what? Understanding salvation. Number two, tongues. Now, number three, maybe you have not been able to write down number three very well. Number three is a place for growth. A place for growth. And I've told you, any place that their priority is not one and two, Christians don't grow there. They die there. Sela, well, I didn't mean losing their salvation. If they have anywhere. They don't grow there. Any place that point one and two is not being preached. Not just preached, sir. It's not being emphasized. Sorry, who doesn't preach that Jesus rose on Easter? Everybody. But immediately after Easter Sunday, in fact, Easter Monday, we are back again to us. Start praying in tongues. Anywhere those two terms above is not taught in clear terms, is not a New Testament church. Whether they now shout Holy Ghost fire 7 times, call in all Doro 21 times. It's not a church. Sorry, don't mind that. Well, maybe we have a very, very some color riot. I am black. This place is white. This place is purple. The church is what we are talking about. Church. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. In any church, Christianity is the understanding of salvation. The next thing in Christianity is flowing with the Holy Ghost. Why? You are born into a new body, so you have to speak in tongues. Somebody will ask, is it compulsory? Are you okay? I ask you, is it compulsory that you wear clothes? Don't wear clothes now. Walk naked on the street. It's not a question that you answer. Is it compulsory to speak in tongues? So you are not serious. Is it compulsory to wear clothes? Don't be naked. And number three is a place for spiritual growth. A place where point one and two is being emphasized.
After this comes evangelism. After this comes submission. After this comes an holy lifestyle. After this comes righteousness, consciousness. After this comes, you know, all of that stuff.
But hey, first thing in Christianity, you have to know that Jesus took away the consequence of your sins. And because he has done that, you can flow with the Spirit. And the third thing is you are in a place where point one and point two is their priority. Pray in tongues, everybody.
Lord, just pray in tongues, stir up yourself. Stir up. Batiso, Fita, Pupatito, Leosi Givindo, please take your Limelios and Bali Rastig Pali the days. Pazzo, Pasti, Ketse, Coli, Roasting, Mandada, Cozipo, Calico, Stove, BBBBBBBB, Istogavili, Roasting, Polemas, the Polyre, Stigge Poly, Tata, Dada, Istoka, Pastige, Pupantito, the Pali Roasting, the Polybari, Zopa, Nikos, take a Palio, Stege, Paliro, Cantan, Tanta, Oketo, the Kestege, people, the Ketelibos, the Papa, Pagels, Ashanta, Capraca, Tabala, Bala, 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 Castillo, Ayetele, Bala, 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 Castigue, Patit, Rasa, Ashati, Pandi, Leo, E get to bala 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 bala. Print tongues.
Right, Zike. Check if anybody needs help around. Check if anybody needs help. Print tongues, everybody. Right, check if anybody needs help. Mali also get pre take it. In fact, please hold down with somebody and pray in tongues together. Hold hands, everybody, just two hands with somebody, and pray in tongues, two hands, grab him, pray in tongues, no one lives here without the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Please pray in tongues.
That
that we might understand is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus for sins that made us who we are today. If you think you have problem with any of the things of the spirit, you can come forward. I will lay hands upon you. If you have any issues with any of the things of the spirit, tongues and interpretation, come here. I will lay hands on you now. It will jump on you like a torrent. Ha! Flow, 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 flow. I am here for you. Flow, flow. Thank you, Jesus. Christ, praise the Father, praise the Father, praise the Father. Everybody, see, close your eyes and pray. Just pray, 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 pray. All trust will come as you pray. You are a believer. You are a believer. You are born of God. Hell can never be yours again. You are a Christian because you have believed that Jesus took away the consequence of your sins. Consequences of sins taken away. Wages of sin is death. Jesus paid the debt for you. The gift of God, eternal life. Sabalio seke prilo consate le cosate colia steke bate colia capolia seke patatate so capala catala bala 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 zotete satole prilo coske poli malemo seke pateo tete malio ke toli roske polia. See, ensure your partner is flowing. That's what it's called, the edifying assembly. Ensure your partner is flowing. Ensure your partner is flowing. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, you can never remain the same after today. It's impossible. Why? I have preached the gospel of Jesus to you. You can never remain the same. Because the gospel of Jesus is a, there's no special list for salvation. No special list for salvation anywhere. No special list for God. Oh, Carlos, take it down. For as Moses lifted up his serpent in the wilderness, so when the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God has sent his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on the Son is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. But you are a Christian because you are passed from death to life, and you will not come to condemnation again. You will not come to condemnation again. You will not. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 2 more minutes. Is it flowing? Is it flowing? Is it flowing? Ensure it's flowing. Ensure it's flowing. Nobody comes here and returns back the same way. Nobody, 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 nobody. Stop
pataka pale ke polima se ke polireste ke polima kantandao ze polima le mala 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 mala. Now intentionally I want you to increase your volume the next 5 minutes. Just pray with some zeal, pray with some zeal, pray with some zeal in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I have believed in the Son of God. In the name of Jesus, my sins are taken away. Oh, glory to God. The gospel of Jesus is the power of God unto salvation. God. Except he come of will fall onto the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if he died, he bringeth forth much fruit. Jesus died, Jesus died, Jesus died. Pray so much more. Pray, 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 pray. I declare unto you the gospel which I also received, which you have believed. Oh, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. How that he was buried. How that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That through his name, whosoever believes, in remission of sins. To him gave all the apostles witness that whosoever there are some whosoever whatsoever in the Bible. He said to him gave all the apostles witness that whosoever believeth on him to receive the remission of sin, to receive the cancellation of sin, forgiveness. And as Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy fell on him. The Holy Ghost. Malos apala kasteketa daros. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Be bold, be bold, be bold, be bold. With stones, be bold. It's a free gift of your Father. You belong to an habitation of the Spirit. You belong to an habitation of God by the Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. God has tabernacled himself in you. You are a God carrier. You are God positive. God lives in you. The Father has come. Now he has his abode in you. In you. You are the tabernacle of God. You have come unto the general assembly to the Spirit of judgment made perfect. Thank you, Father. Start coming back. Start coming back. Keep praying. Keep praying. Start coming back. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Allah la manos take a brother. Allah manos the kairos take a bio. Manos the palira se. Keep praying. I say you're praying. Thank you, Father. Sing in tongues. You are a Christian because you have immunity from eternal death. You have the forgiveness of sin like a possession. You have it. You are a Christian because the consequences of your sins has been taken away. Why am I speaking like this? 2 Corinthians 3 verse 12. We use great plainness of speech. We don't mix salvation with spiritual growth. Salvation is what Jesus did that you believed. John chapter 6. For whosoever will eat of this bread shall what? Live forever. Thank you, Father. Have your sister ready. Now write this down. Thank you, Father. Look at me, everybody. Say, I am well able. Say, I am an able minister
of the New Testament. Say, I can do. All God has said, I can do. Say, Paul, Peter, they don't have a special anointing that I don't have. Say, as I am well able. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to give you something right now. This week. Huh? This week. And especially workers, of course, now I'm serious with this. I won't say I'm dead serious, I'm life serious with this. This week. It may not be in space of 1 hour. Eh? You are going to find 10 people. Different people. Teach them priorities in Christianity. Sorry, 10 Christians. Let me use. This is not evangelism, okay? Okay? Evangelism is different. I mean, it's not different, but no, it's slightly. But you understand that in what I just discussed, these are the things that ought to be done in what? Evangelism. Do you know? Praise God. Don't say I can't. You know what you simply say? Take a quick survey. Your friend, your parents, eh? Just sit them down. Daddy, why do you think you are a Christian? Simple. Don't start like trying to preach. Like, you understand? If you have seen Christians like carry a big Bible like my own and you are doing like this. No. Take it simple. Eh? Why are you even calling yourself a Christian? And tell them no. You are a Christian because you have believed in the what? Death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus for sins. If the person now, if you are able to show him, at least I've given sufficient evidence. Go through your notes, give like 3 scriptures, show him. If you are able to convince him, I trust you are able. Why? You are an able minister of the New Testament. And when you have done that, what do you do? Go to point 2. Okay? Say, in the name of Jesus. Say what you say in the name of Jesus. I can do these things. Now, as I raise up my right hand, I felt the anointing of God in my right hand right now. Like seriously, I felt it's life. I'm not saying I perceive it, I say I felt it. I know what I'm saying. See, I've not fasted for 40 days. Let me explain. If somebody touched you like this, you know. Eh? You know I touched you. So when you are done in this place, when God touched you like this, you will know. That's what I'm saying. So God just touched me like this and I knew. I'm not saying I passed. I'm not saying I knew in my brain. I knew physically. Say I carry God. Say I'm not talking to you. Say I carry God. Say I carry God. Say I'm not seeing it. Say this is who I am. Yeah, good. Thank you. So this week, eh? Say my hands are not ordinary. So what do you simply do? Don't force yourself. Acts 2 is very key. Huh? He says what? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Spoke to us. Who gave us trans? Spirit. What do they do? Thank you, Father. So what do you do? Just hold the hand and say, just tell him, I'll be praying for you right now. Lord, right, I think we'll be teaching along that line again next week Sunday. About the Holy Ghost. I'll get him in the field. So but you hold the hands and you start praying. Don't. Say, guy, I'm praying for you right now. Eh? You are a Christian. You are a Christian means you have the Spirit of God within you. So some things will come to your mouth right now that you don't understand. Just say it out. Don't stress yourself. Hallelujah. There is power in your hands. So, if the person did not understand priority 1 and priority 2 before, simply tell him priority 3. Guy, are you sure you don't need the new church? What I'm saying is not just for this church. This is Christianity. Man, I wonder that. What gave you so much boldness? What? My geos are not saying this. Before you ask me that question, go home and count the number of scriptures I quoted for you today. Go and count it. And never place that side by side with what your past geos said. Say, I honor the word. I honor the gospel of Jesus. I honor the one that saved me. If I come tomorrow, and I said, you're going to go up, so up. Leave. Don't come back. Don't come back. If you see me on the road, don't greet me. Me.
that I come tomorrow to this same place, I tell you, if you don't tithe, your life will be tight. Don't greet me again. It's not about me. That's what I'm saying. It's not about me. Go and put a poster. Put "call me heretic." Put it everywhere. You see me say something that salvation is after you have believed. You have to do some things. Let him be accursed. Praise God. So, how many people that said?
10 people.
It's like it's a week now. It's how many days? 7 days. And Pastor Ezekiel, you have everybody's number. You have no idea. Tuesday, call everybody. So I can understand that. I'm like sending, remind them, sir, how far are you with your assignment? By Wednesday, you should have been done with 5 people. Simply teach them, at least maybe for 15 minutes or 20 minutes, priorities. See, this is, God will be happy for you doing this. Trust me. If you understand what I've been saying so far, you know that this is the life of the Father. Don't say I can't, okay? Like I said, take it simple. Take it simple. So, on Wednesday, bring your reports. Some of you have the chance to come. Please, try. Bring your reports. Discuss them. Amen, amen. Like, it will be interactive. Everything I say today now, Wednesday, bring the questions. The things that they will tell you outside, come and bring it here. They will now help you. They will put it in writing. Exactly. So what is majorly like will be for questions answered then what you observed, everything. And on Sunday we now major more on the Holy Ghost Mass. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you happy, somebody? Say this week I am teaching the priorities in Christianity. Thank you, Father. I pray for whoever is sick right now. Yeah, all at all. Let the power flow. Let the power flow. Let the power flow. Let the power flow. Let the burdens be taken away. Burdens, go, go. Now, health come. Oh, health has come. In the name of Jesus. For the power that raised up Jesus from the dead, walk it in your mortal body right now. Right now, right now, right now. Right now. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This thing will not go and come back later. It's gone and gone forever. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is here, His Spirit is here, His power is here. Healing the broken hearted, setting the captives free. Our families at home, we declare them blessed. Because of our presence, we declare them blessed. In Jesus' name. Is there anything? Rise again. You're crying your baby. You want to round up service? This offering. Sir. Praise God. Have you been blessed today? All we need you to do is to put this gospel on your lips. Put it on your lips. To say it out. Thank you for receiving a week of power. Receive a week of mighty influence. This gospel we have believed, we dominate our conduct this week. Our conversations this week are patterned after the gospel. We get results. We get results. Mighty results. In fact, we said then, far more than that, we get results this week. Our hands heal the sick. You know, as we attempt to get people filled with the Holy Ghost, as we get people filled with the Holy Ghost, the sickness have been rolled away. Our hands are truly filled with the power. Oh, all about us to you. Rest to you. The rest of you. 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 Everybody around us, they will feel that there is a canopy of power around this guy. They will feel that there is an atmosphere, there is a circumference of power around you. A circumference of power. People will touch you, they will get filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you now come, you now teach them. This is why you can speak with the Holy Ghost. Jesus died for your sins. He rose again. He rose again. He rose again. And now we are free from the penalty of sins. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thanks for coming. I'm grateful.